The Christchurch terrorist attack has also rippled through Australian politics, with our politicians pushed to explain what role they've played in allowing hate speech and what they're doing to denounce far-right extremism. The PM has also been forced to confront claims that he was once suggesting to exploit anti-Muslim sentiment for political gain during a controversial shadow cabinet meeting in 2011. Speaking on Channel 10 last night, Scott Morrison rejected that, insisting he'd been encouraging his colleagues in the meeting to try to ease racial tensions.
Well, I was concerned that we needed to address them, which is what I've been doing inside and outside of the parliament for the last 10 years of my life.
Address those concerns?
Yes, to lower them.
That's the Prime Minister Scott Morrison speaking to Waleed Ali on the project, where he also acknowledged Islamophobia needs to be tackled in Australia. But Muslims in this country say they're seeing an increase in abuse and hate speech, and that's led to calls for politicians to accept that they have played a role in stirring that anger. The Islamic Council of Victoria wants to see a new code of conduct for MPs, while the Human Rights Commission has announced it'll consult Muslims across the country to hear about their experiences. Max Chalmers reports.
For Muslims in Australia and around the world, it's been a week of mourning and of vigils. As people have tried to make sense of the murder of 50 innocent worshippers in Christchurch, some have been dealing with a fresh wave of abuse.
So a gentleman was in Coles. He dresses quite religiously. He's got a beard. And another Caucasian man came up to him and told him that it's a good day to be in New Zealand. On the day of the Christchurch attack. And he repeated that sentence. And when he was asked, what is he saying? Why is he saying it? That man showed him a middle finger and left. He was suggesting that that person should be in New Zealand. It would be a good day for him to be there and die.
Ali Khadri is a spokesperson for the Islamic Council of Queensland. The incident he just described happened to an imam in Brisbane. Since the terror attack in Christchurch, he says the Muslim community in Queensland has seen a mixed response.
We did a function on Sunday, multi-faith prayer, and we were expecting about 1,000 people to attend. We ended up getting 5,000 people. So there was a lot of support from the community. A lot of positive things have been done, but there has been some negative as well, where you had Senator Anning trying to somehow justify and blame the victims. And there were a lot of social media comments celebrating these kind of incidents, and there were some physical comments and verbal abuse which Muslims went through in the wake of this attack.
A number of high-profile politicians from Queensland have singled out Muslim migrants in recent years. Fraser Anning is among them, as is One Nation leader Pauline Hanson, who maintains she's not an extremist. Earlier this week, Greens Senator Maureen Faruqi told RN Breakfast that political rhetoric was partially to blame for the Christchurch attack. She called out another Queenslander, Minister for Home Affairs Peter Dutton, who denied the charge.
And it is politicians like Peter Dutton who have actually contributed to creating an atmosphere where hate is allowed to actually incubate in our society.
The comments that she's made and the desire to extract some sort of political advantage or attention-seeking out of this circumstance, I think is appalling.
But Ali Khadri says it's not a coincidence that Queensland-based MPs have come in for particular criticism.
I don't think Queensland is a racist state. I don't think Queenslanders are racist people. It's a big state. It's very, very widespread and thinly populated in certain areas. And people don't have exposure to the diversity which the rest of Australia's big cities have. In the vacuum of that, and in the place where the people don't get to engage or mingle with people from different backgrounds, the politicians like Pauline Hanson, Senator Anning, and others who have decided to use hatred to get into political power have seen a lot of electoral success, and now they are fanning that hatred to keep their political careers alive.
It's not just Muslims in Queensland who have experienced harassment in the wake of the Christchurch attack. Dr. Deria Inner is a senior lecturer at Charles Sturt University's Centre for Islamic Studies and Civilization. She's also an executive member of the Islamophobia Register Australia, which tracks incidents of abuse around the country. While she says it's too soon to know for sure, it appears there has been a rise in complaints this week.
We are seeing more than usual, I would say, a number of incidents coming. And when I say incidents, it can be actual day-to-day Islamophobic harassments, or it can be online.
In the wake of the Christchurch attack, the Islamophobia Register is now trying to recruit new volunteers as it expects an increase in the number of complaints. The Register is also set to release its second major report in the coming months. Dr. Daria Inner says that will largely back previous findings, that Muslim women are the most common targets of abuse, and that shopping centres are one of the most common locations where abuse occurs. The previous work also found Muslims are most likely to be targeted with abuse about dress and culture.
24% of the insults were about religion and religious attire, and 23% was about xenophobia.
There has been one encouraging aspect to Dr. Inner's research. A significant number of tip-offs about Islamophobic incidents are coming from non-Muslim Australians.
As I always say, this problem is not Muslims' problem, it is Australia's problem, and we need to, you know, own the problem altogether and solve the problem altogether.
Today, the Lebanese Muslim Association will hold a memorial service in the Sydney suburb of Lakemba. 2 minutes of silence will be observed to honour those who died in Christchurch. One of the people who'll be in attendance is Australia's Race Discrimination Commissioner, Chin Tan. He's announced the commission will embark on a national consultation with Australian Muslims about their experiences with hate speech and violence.
We can act to do everything in our power to help prevent us having our own tragedy, such as those that occurred in Christchurch. There is no place for racial or religious bigotry, prejudice, discrimination, or hatred in our society.
Race Discrimination Commissioner Chin Tan ending that report by Max Chalmers. And on our coverage of the New Zealand gun laws, Di says it's timely for Australia to announce that our gun laws also be reviewed, that is, checking to ensure our laws have not been weakened over time since legislation was introduced. New types of guns have been made, and the gun lobby is very powerful here.